Dialogue A, Step 4-2. Listen and find out. Do Betty and Bob like moving?
Moving house. When Betty and Bob Castle got married, they lived in a tiny little apartment on the outskirts of town. It was on the fourth floor in a block of flats, but Betty didn't like living there. As soon as Bob got a raise, they moved to a bigger apartment. And from that day on, each time Bob got a raise, they packed up everything and moved to a more expensive house. After a while, Bob got tired of all this packing and moving, and one day he came home with a big smile on his face. "Darling," he said, "I have fantastic news."
"What is it?" asked Betty.
"I've got another raise today," he said. "That's super," said Betty. "When do we move?"
"We don't have to move for quite a long time," said Bob.
"Why not?" said Betty. "What do you mean?"
"Well," said Bob, "the landlord has just doubled our rent."
Workbook A and Workbook B. The Round Britain Quiz.
Listen to the following descriptions of the four parts of Great Britain. Mark the correct boxes. A group of Austrian students has just arrived in Dover on a tour of Britain. A tourist guide is talking to them.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sea Hotel Dover. My name is Jane Windsor, and I hope you've all had a pleasant journey from Austria. Now, before we set off on our tour of Britain, I thought you might like to know a little about our beautiful country. So I've asked three of my colleagues from the four different countries of Great Britain to talk to you. First of all, I'm going to tell you something about England. I will, of course, be very pleased to answer any questions you may have. I think I'll begin with a few facts about England. First of all, the size. England is, of course, the biggest of the four countries and has an area of 56,130 square kilometres. The population is approximately 46 million. As you all know, the capital is London. I don't need to tell you that London has more foreign tourists than any other place in Britain, and is famous all over the world for its sights, such as Big Ben, Buckingham Palace, and so forth.
Excuse me, I have a question. Isn't London very dirty and noisy like any other big city? I don't really know if we want to go there. I prefer nature and countryside.
Well, yes, it is big and noisy, of course. But on the other hand, all over London there are large, beautiful parks with lots of lovely trees. Another surprising fact about London is that it has quite a lot of wildlife, animals and birds. For example, during the night, it is often possible to see foxes in many parts of London, believe it or not.
I've heard the weather is very bad in England. Is that true?
Well, it's certainly different from Austria. On the whole, England is warmer and drier than other parts of the United Kingdom. The average temperature in the coldest month is 4 degrees centigrade, and in the warmest month, it's about 18 degrees centigrade, so it's neither as hot nor as cold as in Austria.
Are there high mountains?
No, not really. Some parts of England, particularly in the north, have soft, gentle hills. This countryside is very good for sheep grazing, which is why there are so many sheep in Britain. Of course, water is very important to the English. Not only the sea around our island, but also canals. In fact, it is possible to travel right through the country by boat on the canals. These canals used to be very important for industry, but nowadays only the Manchester Ship Canal is still in use for this purpose. This is a very wide and deep canal. Ships of up to 10,000 tons can go 30 miles inland from the coast to Manchester.
Is it true that the English are very fond of sport? Is this a favourite pastime?
Yes, that's quite true. Sports like cricket and rugby are very popular, in addition to the common sports like football, which is, I suppose, our national sport. Another thing the English are very keen on is gardening. Some beautiful gardens as we travel around. Actually, I suppose the most common pastime of all nowadays is watching TV. It probably is in your country too.
Yes, it probably is, unfortunately.
Right, now Moira McTavish will tell you a little bit about her country, Scotland.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Moira McTavish and I come from Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. Scotland is a fairly small country and has a population of only 5.2 million. But we Scots are very proud of our country. Most people think of kilts and bagpipes when they think of Scotland, but there's much more to our country. The countryside itself is really beautiful. It's different from England because it has quite a lot of high mountains, including Ben Nevis, the highest mountain in Britain. Ben Nevis is 1,347 metres high. Because of the mountains, it's a wonderful country for hill walking and rock climbing. In winter, you can even go skiing in some parts of Scotland, although the skiing isn't as good as in Austria. Golf is also very popular in Scotland. There are lots of public courses, so you can play quite cheaply.
What about sailing?
Oh yes, Scotland's marvellous for sailing, both at sea and on the lochs.
The what?
The lochs. Loch is a Scottish word for lake. You've all heard of the famous Loch Ness, which is supposed to contain the famous monster. Tourists come every summer to try and see Nessie, but I don't think she's appeared for a long time. By the way, Jane talked about the Manchester Ship Canal. We have a famous canal in Scotland too. It's called the Caledonian Canal. It takes its name from Caledonia, which was the former name for Scotland. Now Desmond Kelly will give you some details about Northern Ireland.
I come from Northern Ireland, which is the smallest country in the United Kingdom and has a population of only 1.5 million. I was born in the capital, Belfast, but like many Irish men and women, I left my country as a child because my father couldn't find work, and I have been living in London for several years. I miss my home country very much, of course. The climate there is very wet. We seem to have rain at most times of the year, but this has the advantage of making the whole country very green. In fact, Ireland is often known as the Emerald Isle because it is so green. Unfortunately, Ireland is known all over the world for its political problems. In 1921, our island was divided, the north becoming part of the United Kingdom and the south becoming an independent country called Éire.
Right, I'm going to hand you over to David Davis, who's going to tell us something about his country, which is Wales.
Bore da.
Pardon?
Bore da. That's not English, of course, but Welsh, the language that is still spoken in many parts of Wales, especially in the west and the north. When you tour our country, you'll see lots of place names which are difficult to read and even more difficult to pronounce.
Can you give us an example?
Well, try saying Llanelli or Machynlleth. I'll give a prize to anyone who can pronounce those names correctly. Some people think Welsh is a very strange language, but I think it's very beautiful. Now, what can I tell you about Wales? Well, like Scotland, it's a country with lots of beautiful mountains. Our highest mountain, Mount Snowdon, is the second highest mountain in Britain. We also have a very beautiful coastline where you can swim, sail, watch interesting birds, or just relax. The climate in Wales is perhaps not always very kind. It's not cold in winter. The coldest average temperature is about 5 degrees centigrade, and not really hot in summer. The warmest is about 16 degrees centigrade in July and August. The weather is rather changeable. We have a lot of rain,
but there are always plenty of interesting places to visit, even when it's raining. When you tour around Wales, you'll see many interesting old castles. The first you will see will be in Cardiff.
Excuse me, is Cardiff the capital of Wales?
Yes, that's right. And then there are many famous ruined castles, such as Carnarvon, Harlech, Cynwy, and so on. These castles remind us of the times when the Welsh fought against the English invaders. Since the 13th century, Wales has been under English rule. This is the reason why the oldest son of the English king or queen has the title Prince of Wales.
So Prince Charles is the Prince of Wales?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I hope that our little talk has given you some information about Great Britain. Tomorrow we shall begin our tour in Hastings, where the famous battle was fought. And then we shall go to London for a few days, visit a few theatres...